You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
My larger point, Stugat, was just that I was hoping, after reading an old-fashioned article in the Miami Herald by Barry Jackson, still out here doing it, asking one homestand into the season, do they blow this whole damn thing up again? I wanted to see Billy today because I believe there is no greater feeling in sports friendship. What's the better one? What's the best of the feelings in sports friendship than being able to make fun of your friend because he's come out of the gate in a season he's not bold or hopeful enough to actually ever show you I care about this team. I've given my heart to it. The way that Mike and Chris and Jeremy are going to have their hearts broken. Roy, if those teams don't win the championship this year, as you guys are headed into 2 months of insanity where America's going to be laughing at you. You guys wanted that defensive style of hockey. You wanted it. You wanted it all season.
Paul Ball.
You haven't allowed any goals, fewer goals than any, but now you're broken at the end of the season. All of your torsos again.
Are you starting to question the Panthers? Is that what you're doing?
They're not finishing strong. My only point is that Billy rarely dares to dream, is my point. The Marlins have knocked it out of his fandom. He's a father with two kids. He pretends not to care about anything in the world, but he genuinely cares about this team, has since he's a little boy, probably still has little collectibles all over his house about this team. And for them to come out of this gate this way buries his soul, and nobody, he will not let you see it. We stink!
I wonder if he still has the Andrew Miller giveaway t-shirt. I still see that around the ballpark sometimes for whatever reason. That was the best quality giveaway t-shirt they ever had. The black one with the silver letters.
Nah, I would argue Sergio Mitre. I still have one of those.
You still have the Sergio Mitre.
Really? That's just because the Flanagan's giveaway jersey hasn't happened yet.
Can't wait for that.
June 1st. Going to be the best day of baseball the ballpark. Of the season.
But to Dan's point, Billy loves the Marlins so much and doesn't love to travel. This is a person last year who went to Detroit to see Miguel Cabrera's 3,000th hit. I mean, he cares.
I can't explain to the audience that we do not have a more concealed, true fandom around here. Like, true will live and die with a team more than Billy's, which has been shriveled to a little nub of blackened coal because this franchise has taken boyhood Billy. I'm pretty sure my mother has given Billy an assortment of Marlins memorabilia from like 1993. Billy cares about this team from a child dares to dream about sports. And it's always Samson running the thing. And they bleed it dry, and they've turned his fandom into a shriveled little thing that he doesn't want to show
anybody.
He also
won 2 World Series.
Are the all-you-can-eat tickets working? Has attendance been better? They're allowing instruments into the stadium now.
Oh, after the band.
Is that working? I saw some guy ate a bunch of food at the Marlins game last night. I mean,
yeah, they showed some clips on the video. If you're watching on Max or on YouTube right now, that's why I was like, if the Gator dog ain't involved, I don't want them all-you-can-eat seats. I don't need regular all-you-can-eat regular hot dogs or regular burgers.
Big update. I mean,
okay.
the Gator Chili Dog is included in the all-you-can-eat seats.
Guess who's going to a Marlins game?
All right,
let me pull up the schedule right now on the Game Time app.
Before the show, forgive me, Director Jason, who rarely tells us that he's got something, he spoke up and he said that they had some producer somewhere did the all-you-can-eat diarrhea tumble of right field Marlins baseball. We're going to shit chili dogs until...
Gator chili dogs, Dan.
No, but I mean, we're really doing this all you can eat.
Real gator.
$52. You're going to really do, you're going to put a buffet in right field.
Why not?
They are 17th in attendance. Right in the middle of the pack. That's way better than normal.
Wow. That's middle of the pack.
Wait, a lot of teams haven't played at home yet, though.
Yeah. I mean,
yes, that's right. So then someone is playing at home, Chris.
There are only 19 teams that have played at home, yeah, which so doesn't really make
17
any sense.
17 out of 19.
That's all right. Middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack. Okay, here we go. All right.
So this guy started with a hot dog and a burger. That's as one would. And then he went to
nachos.
Wow, another hot dog. That's two chili dogs, then nachos.
And a Pepsi. And
there's got to be a bathroom stop in here somewhere.
Everyone's got
a little popcorn.
How do you go popcorn that late? You got to go popcorn early.
Mac
there.
And cheese.
That's an appetizer,
sandwich.
Right? No. That's a ballpark appetizer.
There, you can only eat so much.
Peanuts and cookies?
He's finishing with peanuts? This guy doesn't know what he's doing.
The Marlins serving Pepsi instead of Coke has to be the biggest betrayal for Billy, right?
Yeah. Well,
he's a Coke fiend.
This is a weird area of the country because the Heat also are a Pepsi product place. And I believe Hard Rock Stadium, if I'm not mistaken, is also a Pepsi product. And so as a staunch advocate for all Coca-Cola products, I am always kind of flummoxed when I go to events here, whether it's a Marlins game or a Heat game, and I got to drink Aquafina water and Starry, and I'm like, ugh, it's all these off-brand things.
Well, Aquafina is better than Dasani,
and that's
what you get for Coke. It's not?
It's not.
You're insane.
You don't like a little tss when
worst
you open
take.
Your water?
Nope. We've argued about a lot. They're all equal. All waters are created equal. We love all
waters. That's right. Well, no, they're all equal. How did you tell them apart?
Well, I have a superior taste palate.
You drink that smart water, though, you're like, I can feel it work.
Can we get back to LeVar Ball for a second?
You feel smarter.
I have also missed him. And Chris Cody, I would like for you to just give us the audience. I will recall so very nostalgically fondly. We tried to get the Big Baller brand sneakers, very early buyers. They arrived 9 months late, I think.
You got yours?
And were a different brand. they just weren't what I bought. And so, and I thought this man was going to revolutionize the business. Like, I was really hoping that, why not? He's got two great NBA first-round picks. If he thinks he can get into the sneaker business, why wouldn't I want to support the anarchist?
We bought in.
Yeah. And then one of the reasons we bought in is because do we have that sound of Chris Cuomo talking to LeVar Ball? Because I wanted to watch these interviews before LeVar Ball got canceled by First Take and everybody else. I wanted to watch these interviews for the last.
You know, he got some shoes, and I tell you what, behind closed doors, I think he got them on his feet just dancing.
Are they?
And you know what song he's singing?
What song?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
That is not a real song.
That's what song he's singing.
That is not a song.
They just made one.
You made that up, and it is not a real song.
Hey, he got a new song. It's just for him.
Heart fall for both those guys.
The world was a better place when LeVar Ball was on our TV screens. Hmm. Basketball was a happier place when LeVar Ball was on our TV screens.
Just loud dad comes
to my
the
God.
NBA.
Forget about all these people arguing societal issues and stuff. I just need someone to come delusionally tell me that
so
their
great.
Son is better than Steph Curry.
And that he could beat Michael Jordan. That he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one. No, but can we just for just a moment, please? Because unfortunately, man, weren't his kids playing in high school and like Lithuania and had a huge influencer following as they came up through. Like
a couple of them did. Like LaMelo played in Lithuania, and so did LiAngelo.
The man was trying to revolutionize the business with two prodigy children that he did get to the NBA. And if he had, if he could have turned them,
poor Jello,
into marketing machines and succeeded at.
He's
at,
the Coop Manning.
Yeah, he said he has two prodigy children and Jello.
Okay, no. So he had three prospects, and two of them panned gold.
Yeah.
And then he became a famous dad who was loudly
in charge of his kid's life. And I really loved that shaking the paradigm of sports power.
Dude, it was so fun. It was. I remember he came on Sports Nation. He dunked on Marcellus Wiley and he did a little dance. Like, it was so fun. And people, and I blame the sports media industrial complex. They got all upset, like, oh, who is this guy? How dare he say that he could beat Michael Jordan? I'm like, don't you guys understand what he's doing? He's doing a bit here. Why are you guys taking him seriously? He's your drunk uncle at the barbecue. You just laugh and let him say what he's got to say. But no, we have to get LeVar up out of here. And what did we replace him with?
Wait a minute. Can
anger.
I forgive me because I don't want to have a blind spot about this when you said we had to get LeVar up out of here. I don't remember what he was doing, but I think I remember something on was it on Cowherd? Like, there's a reason LeVar Ball stopped appearing on television.
Well, he flew too close to the sun. I think there's a couple – like this is what it was.
But I don't remember the details, so you're just flippantly throwing this out here.
I remember details. Details were, for one, he said something along the lines of, like, you know, he was very hard on his kids and whatever. But if they wanted to be – they could do whatever they wanted, but they want to be basketball players, so I would be there for them. If they wanted to be librarians, then I would let my wife do it or something. Like, he made some sort of kind of allusion that
– I remember sexism, but I don't remember the exact context.
Neither do I.
And I think that's what you're referring to.
He said
to.
Something to Molly Karam as well that was pretty inappropriate on the air.
What did he say?
It was something like dismissing her in the conversation or something.
I mean, the details matter, though. When you say, I
maybe
know the
details. Maybe we should look it up.
When you say, I know the details, and then you're like, wait, what? I gave
you some details.
Some details, yeah. But there was a reason that from, look, you were enjoying this. We were all enjoying the content machine that was LeVar Ball saying crazy shit.
And then it got serious.
He flew too close to the sun.
The part that was close to the sun.
I'm good with it.
Another part. Yes, of course, we'd be good with it. Yes.
He's your drunk uncle at the barbecue. Sometimes he says inappropriate things.
Sexist things that can't be done and said or tolerated
anymore.
That's
like your drunk uncle at the barbecue. That's my point.
No, but you need to know what the details are before you give the show
the
carte
details,
blanche.
I don't think we should repeat on air now
see,
that I'm reading.
God damn it. I mean, go sit in the penalty box.
No. Hold on.
I knew it. You didn't know the details.
I do know the details.
2 minutes for flying too close to the sun.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
He said,
no,
well, what does that mean?
Get out of here now. It's irresponsible. Like,
LeVar Ball?
If you go back and listen, when Amin asked me what the details were, I just went, come on. We can find that sound and isolate it because I just didn't want to say it.
I mean, how could you that confidently go into the breach?
He knew some of the details, though, Dan, of the things that he knew the details to.
The question I was asking is, why was he canceled? And he's like, yeah, those details, I don't know.
Too close to the
don't
sun,
know.
Dan.
He covered it in too close to the sun, though.
I can give you before that, it was a great deal of fun. Yeah, the media was dancing, yeah, woo. And then we learned some uncomfortable details, and then he disappeared. It's not like we wouldn't have kept the content machine flowing if something really questionable hadn't happened.
His kids ended up being not that good, so.
You guys want to hear sound of LeVar saying Lonzo is better than Steph?
I trained my son. I know what he's about. You guys know what Steph is about from what you've seen. I don't know what Steph is about. He's a good player. But
he's a two-time MVP.
He can be a 10-time MVP. I still don't think he's better than my son.
Yeah, it's a blowhard fool wandering the sidelines. Court Jester, who wouldn't want that? Just can you play nice with others? Yes, no.
He's back, though.
No is the answer.
No. We got to get Jeff out of here. But what a glorious mess it would have been, right? If his sons had been any good.
Poor Alonso.
Hey, it's Mike. As you know, sports are a bit crazy right now. Kind of feels like everything is happening all at once, and you have to make some decisions to prioritize if you want to support your team or go out and see some of these games. Well, I've got a recommendation for you. As someone that loves sports and loves attending live sporting events, you're always hunting the secondary market for hard-to-find tickets. I've been out there in those streets, and I know the best possible place for me and you is Game Time. It's an incredible app that is so upfront with its pricing. It's an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which makes getting playoff tickets even faster and easier. Game Time, tons of last-minute deals. You can save up to 60% off buying last-minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Dan Le Batard.
All these high paid analysts, I don't want to mention names, TNT, ESPN, you know, oh yeah, they are dead. They cannot, they're not going to make it, you know, even if they win in. If they lose in Miami,
I need to calm you down. I need
that's
to
right.
Calm
if they
you
lose
down.
In Miami, they don't got a chance in Boston. Or they are going to have their ass, you know what, in Boston, you know.
Stugats.
They were wrong. They were. Are they going to lose their job? No. Are they going to get a cut in pay? No. What are they going to do? Keep predicting what is the obvious. They are going to say, oh, the Nuggets are going to win. Oh, Denver, the altitude. And you know what? The Heat are going to win it all.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
He's coming in high energy already. He's coming. Why are you so high energy? I would think that you'd be despondent because your Knicks,
get out of here.
Your Knicks lost to the Heat. Wait a minute. Mero.
Don't matter. It don't matter. We still turned up.
Okay. Mero, you can't. I don't understand what's happening here. I would think you'd be quieter after the Knicks come into town and Jalen Brunson looks inefficient, and Miami size looks like it's a problem for you. But you don't back down. You don't think that that's indicative of anything.
It is not indicative of anything, Dan. We've seen the Knicks throughout the season. We see, you know, you can't win 82 games in a season. That's first of all. Second of all, the Knicks have taken a Yankees approach where it's not about the regular season anymore. Nobody cares about seeding. We're ready for anybody. We're ready for the Celtics. Whatever you put in front of us, it does not matter.
You are okay?
So a simple loss to Jimmy and them, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter, bro.
I would say it was a good loss. The Knicks were playing without some of their best players. They were still in the game very late in the game. Brunson having a bad game. They were still in the game on the road against the Heat. That is a good loss for the Knicks. Thank you.
Thank you. Listen, there's no such thing as moral victories, like Jay-Z said, but this is a moral victory. This is like, yo, we can hang with any team in the East with one of our guys, and he's hobbled, okay? OG's nowhere to be found. We're saving him for the playoffs. We're going to keep him on ice for the playoffs. I'm not official medical staff, but I am unofficial medical staff, and right. I can tell you in my heart that's what's happening.
Okay,
thank you.
Keeping them on ice because we need them for the playoffs.
I'm bothered by something here, and I think the shipping container bothered by the same thing.
A thank-off here.
Yeah, you guys just thanking each other because you guys are the chemistry kings. You know how to make every environment work. Why are you saying thank you to each other over things that don't...
Stu is a very... Listen, you can't spell astute without Stu.
Thank you.
Okay?
Oh,
and that
shit.
Guy knows what he's talking about. Stu knows both.
Okay. You know,
come on, God, Dana.
Okay, I just got checkmated.
What's astute mean?
I cannot spell astute without Stu right in the middle of everything. Let me play Thibodeau at the end of the other night. Now, you know, my father calls him the butcher because he looks like somebody in another career who would look like a butcher. You can imagine him doing this in an apron with some blood on it. But this is very rare for him. This guy doesn't get into controversies. And at the end of this game, he's saying, no, Jalen Brunson, come on, let's referee him differently than we are.
It's that simple. He's getting fouled. 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 He's getting fouled.
That's about as controversial as anything he's ever said, isn't it? Like, he doesn't say controversial things.
He does not say controversial things. He's a very keep your head down, don't complain about the calls. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bark like an elephant seal when I'm upset. You know what I'm saying? But He's right. Jalen Brunson, listen, I know we talked about this last time I was on, and you got a show with Carmelo, so you're like, yo, you're going to act like you're not excited about Jalen Brunson versus Melo. That the connection here is this. Carmelo Anthony also never got those superstar whistles, even though he was a superstar. He did not get those calls. Jalen Brunson, we saw it last year in the playoffs against your Miami Heat. They had to go review him getting MMA elbowed in the face by Gabe Vincent, who is no longer a member of the Heat. They had to go review that.
I don't know,
man,
what you just did there. What just happened?
Reminding
there?
You.
What, I know, but he held the side Thank of you. His nose and talked into his hand. What were you? Was that a secret you were telling someone?
I'm just letting you because know that Gabe Vincent is no longer on
Heat.
Heat
fans don't actually watch the Heat games. Mm-hmm.
In case
the
you didn't know.
Season.
Right.
No,
oh,
you know.
Oh, is that
right,
what
just in case.
Doing? Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just in case you didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. The roster, there's a lot of roster turnover. A lot of people that you don't know who they are. A lot of people who, when you play NBA 2K, there's no
like,
picture
like
of them.
Highsmith, like Highsmith. You hated Highsmith.
Hey, with Locksmith. You,
oh, God. Oh, God.
Jalen Brunson had no shot against him. He went 1-for-4 against him. And 0-for-4 against Bam. Locks, and 0-for-3 against Jimmy.
Locksmith.
Getting fouled out of here.
Not Highsmith.
Come on. Stop it, bro. They're beating Jalen Brunson down, bro. Look, it's the same thing. Look, I always make the Yankees and the Knicks comparisons. It's like Aaron Judge's strike zone. It's like, yo, the man has been in the league for like a decade, and you still don't know he's tall? You know what I mean? It's the same thing with JB. Bro, he's 6 feet tall, dog. He's getting abused when he goes in the paint, but he's finishing strong because he is that guy.
Jalen Brunson is fourth in the league amongst point guards in free throws attempted. So
He should be first.
Over Luka,
exactly,
Shea.
Stu. There you go. Damian Thank you. Why,
Thank
Stu?
You. Thank you.
Like, hello?
Soulmates?
Duh.
Soulmates. You have found...
Come on. Yes, Stu Merrill going on tour next summer. This summer. Yeah, get ready.
Okay, because...
The thank you tour.
You guys better yet.
We just thank each other.
Thank you.
What's a gracias tour? You know what I'm saying?
We're going to crush it. I mean...
Okay. Two languages. The thank you tour, and you just wander around the earth telling people thank you for what? For
thank you.
Doesn't matter.
Agree with me.
Whatever.
Because I'm smart. Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is the. I will warn both of you that you. The Heat, the Knicks, they better win the championship this year because Wembanyama is going to win all the future ones.
We have a year left.
Like, you got 1 year. Like, everybody better yell and get your arguments in now because what's happening over there, that's the worst form of it we're ever going to see. And it's like, oh, my God.
Ben, why do you think I'm so passionate now? Why do you think I came on the air playing Dembo at maximum volume? I'm extremely excited, and I'm willing the Knicks to a championship. Because like you said, after this year, it's over. It's Wembanyama season.
You better win it before Wembanyama gets to the playoffs, because he's going to keep growing, and he's a bit of a spider, and nobody understands what to do with that. Yeah.
If he gets to the weight room and the playoffs, it's over. Cancel the NBA. Okay. Let's call it the Wembanyama League.
Yeah. Did you see what he did to Jokic? Jokic comes out and he said, he blocked my first shot. And I'm like, you do that again, and I'm gonna. And then he did it 4 more times. And I'm like,
and then he did it 28 more times.
It's like, I'm like, my mind still can't comprehend Jokic, and now you're gonna tell me it's something. There's something extraterrestrial that now confuses him.
Listen. The moment I saw, like I said it last time, the moment I saw him on that breakaway dunk against the Celtics, where he blocked the shot on one end, just basically pulled it out the air, ran like a baby giraffe on steroids all the way down the court, and just, can you call it a dunk when you don't jump? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you just float to the rim and place the ball inside the hoop? Like, that's what he's doing, and nobody can stop it.
By the way, Jokic had 42-16 that night and won the game.
Understood. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Jokic is still out in front for now. Thank you. Thank you, Stu.
The thank you tour.
Might drop 62 against the Celtics, bro. Bird still took the W, so you know what I mean? This is what counts at the end. You know what I'm saying? The dub.
That's all that matters. I will tell the people again, because Carmelo and the kid Mero are doing something that's got a lot of chemistry in it, and he's bringing out the best Mello, 7 p.m. in Brooklyn. There's a reason that Mello chose. Look, all of these guys who have Mello's power now can make the choices they want in this economy, in the podcast game, and there's a reason that he chose this guy to team up with on what it is they're doing. So I urge you to support 7 p.m. in Brooklyn as he continues to try out to be our Knicks correspondent. Have you gotten any feedback on your performances the other times you've been on? Do you feel
everybody agrees, Dan. it's mine for the taking. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Eli Manning in the draft, yo. Like, I pick where I want to go. You know what I'm saying? So if you want me, let it be known. You know what I'm saying? I know Stu wants me in the building.
Yep.
If everybody else wants me in the building, I know Jess wants me in the building, Shanta Lee. If everybody wants me, anybody else wants me in the building, let me know. I'm here.
I want the job is mine. But while Sam Morrell is somebody I want in the building, but his sardonic darkness, his fandom is really rooted in childhood, really rooted. I don't know if yours is. I believe yours is rooted in adult business. No, your fandom. Yes, of course.
No, I don't want to cut you off there. This is your show, but let me speak. I claim my time. I have been a Knicks fan since the moment I exited my mom's uterus at St. Luke's Hospital in Harlem. You understand me? I have been a Knicks fan since my Uncle Gabe used to take me out to the playground and teach me the triple threat with Rex specs on because he played for Stony Brook when they were like D3. You know what I'm saying?
El Tio.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Theo Gabe. You know what I'm saying? Like, he out here taught me hoops, taught me the game, and made me a Knicks fan since the days of Pat and Mace and John and X-Man and all those guys. I remember being in the fifth grade when the Rangers won the Stanley Cup, and they crossed, it said 1940, because they hadn't won since 1940. They crossed out the one, they crossed out the zero. They had the 94 in the middle. They said, this is the Knicks year. It wasn't. But I've been a Knicks fan since before then. It's just been enhanced by my relationship with Melo.
Bona fides. Thank you.
How do you feel about Pat Riley, then? How do you feel about Pat Riley? I didn't know
it was... He's a rat. Pat the rat. Boom. He left. He's a rat.
Thanks.
Get him out of here. Listen, there's a little bit of love, right? Because you can't have hate without love, right? They're the polar opposites of emotion, right? So at one point, I loved Pat Riley. I thought he was a genius. And then he turned out to be a fraudulent, backstabbing rat who is now doing what a lot of washed-up New Yorkers do and moving to Florida to live out their last days in the sun.
Wait, I did that. Thank you.
No, but and to spend...
I'm probably doing two. If I don't make enough money to buy half a DR, I'll see you down there in a couple of years.
But in that time, though, buried 20 different versions of the Knicks. Like, that's part of it. You're heartbroken still, right? It hurts to have someone to know that you had the basketball God. He could have done it for you, and you have never forgiven him and will never forgive him because he came and did it in Miami.
First of all, I thought you were talking about Michael Jordan for a second. No. Okay? He didn't do it in Miami, fam. He went to Miami and all I know is that I think I saw his name in those Diddy files, all right? So that's all I'll say.
No! You can't do that. No, that's ridiculous. This is totally reckless.
Slanderous.
You can't do that. No, you can't do that. That's unacceptable. Yeah. No, I will not allow that. We've got to have some.
There was a raid in L.A.
Look,
there was no raid in New York.
You don't have any journalistic standards. You are not. You're just making.
I work for the Associated Press.
No, look,
AP.
Don Levitard.
We got Afrini Hardaway.
Afrini? Who was Afrini Hardaway?
I was trying to read fast. UD was on the team. Luke Jackson. Bobby Jones. Matrix, Sean Marion.
Stugatz.
Zoe, Shaq, Smush Parker. Chris Quinn.
Hey, wait a minute.
D Wade.
Wait a minute.
Jason Williams, Darrell Wright. I mean, stacked roster.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
I want to get your expertise on a couple of things here, because when we came in here today, Stugatz is claiming that he knows what a lottery-winning gas station or bodega looks like, that he has it in his mind and he knows where to buy the winning tickets. And he thought that you would be good on this subject. He thought that you...
100%.
Thank you.
You and Stugatz are kindred spirits.
Hey, come on. DD sent me to the store many, many times to get two loose Marlboros and the lotto numbers.
A couple of Lucy's
and the lotto.
Okay.
Dan, this is my guy, man.
Right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Shipping container. Yes. Take a good look at that deli and grocery, a.k.a. bodega. That one right there will win you a gazillion dollars of Powerball. You know why? Because you can't even see through the front.
Yep.
You can't see through the glass. If you can't see through the glass at all, it's covered in pictures of sandwiches and cigarettes and Arizona iced tea cans. You're going to win. You're going to win there. If it's too clean and they got organic snacks, you're not going to win there, bro. You're not gonna. You know what you do in there? You win the scratch offs there. That's yeah. What you win the scratch offs.
Huh. So,
$5 scratch off. You get $5 back.
Wait. Are you alleging that in the place in the gas station where they sell the sushi? No, you're not gonna win anything big there. That is not. That's you can't win it there.
You're gonna max out at $20 right. On a scratch off.
They will put it in a place of bigger desperation. It has to look a little. Yes. It has to look a little. We're covering our windows for a reason. We don't want you to see it.
There needs to be a front. Like, that needs to be a front, yes, for something else. Yeah. That's where, exactly, you know it's good.
Yep. For K2.
I want to bring Tony in here, Stugatz, because I am told we have a Refrán del Día to play again. And this was very popular last time that we did it. So he's ready to do it. Let's go, Tony.
Va muerto.
Tenemos el tigrazo, el único, the Kid Mero.
El tigrón. El más duro de todos los duros, el papi de todas las ladies.
Exactly, ¿no? Right.
El lunes domingo.
El príncipe, el rey, gracias, el amor, el corazón de todo.
Tu cielo, tu rey.
Muchas gracias, too. Coming very soon.
Latin papi. The swaggering Latin papi.
We have the wheel. Let's get to it. Oh, Mero, can you explain to the people what se rayó el disco means? Se rayó el disco.
Se rayó el disco. That is also an equivalent say to what my mom says. Pusiste la nota discordante. You know what I'm saying? That's the part of the conversation, yo. Where you're like, yo, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yo, your cousin is very, she's beautiful. She won a Miss Hialeah last year. She's very pretty. Da-da-da-da-da. And then your other cousin goes, yeah, she's back. Yo, we kissed in the fifth grade. And you're like, ya te digo, loco. Ay, ¿qué fue?
All right, yes.
¿Qué pasó?
That is the record.
¿Qué pasó ahí, loco? Espérate. What'd you say, my friend?
It is. That is. And it's the record has scratched in the middle of a conversation.
Hold on.
No, but this is happening throughout the Latin community. The record is scratching throughout our community right now.
We also use it in a way of like in a stutter where you're like, draft crings. Oh, se rayó el disco. Algo se pasó ahí. No.
I want to ask you. I don't know. Excuse me. I've got a $5 fine here, I think, because I can't get that out.
I got it.
Yeah. Straight to Jess.
Yes, the money does go straight to Jess.
Money. Dan's been out for a while.
Jess, baby. Just getting a Gel-X this weekend, baby. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
yes,
paying for that.
Thank you. I need one.
I want you as an NBA aficionado to tell me where Malachi Flynn scoring 50 in an NBA basketball game for the Pistons off the bench, where it is that it ranks in terms of most amazing things you have ever seen to devalue the 50-point game.
Hey, look, I once watched, I believe it was Alonzo G, drop 45 at the Garden. So, hey, look, if we're in the era of, like, everybody's dropping 70. You know what I mean? Like, to we were talking about 7 p.m. in Brooklyn, a wonderful show, which I go is alongside of Carmelo Anthony. And we're talking about how it used to be averaging 25 points was like, yo, whoa, he's averaging 25. Now Malachi Flynn is averaging 25.
No, he's not. He's averaging. No, he's averaging 5, and he's inflating it to 25 by putting in the occasional 50 off the bench.
50 burger in there out of nowhere. Listen, these games, they don't mean anything. Nothing means anything anymore, Dan, because there's always a stat for something. Every day somebody breaks a record. Malachi Flynn was the only player under 25 to score 50 points off the bench in Detroit on a Wednesday night in April. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's on Stat News right now, all over your Twitter feed.
Meryl, no que lo saben, no saben la gente es que Malachi es dominicano, es primo tuyo, Malachi Smith, Malachi. Bueno,
Malachi, ese Malachi, ese tigre, let me tell you something about Malachi. Malachi tenía un colmado allá en Santiago, and they realized that he had a jump shot, so they were like, loco, deja de estar vendiendo queso y maní, y vete a jugar.
Vete para allá.
Vete para allá, para Detroit, para Michigan.
¿Para dónde?
Where is that? No Caribbean person knows where Detroit
Dominican
is.
Dominican people know where.
Puerto Rico, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Haiti, they don't know. They're like, yo, what is Michigan?
Meryl, we will talk to you, buddy. Thank you for being on with us. I will tell the people again, he's got a new-ish show with Carmelo at 7 p.m. in Brooklyn. You can check out That's new right. episodes every Thursday on YouTube and wherever it is that you get your podcast. I've talked a lot for you on what it is that this is, but you know, why don't you tell us why it is that this is the project you've chosen to attach yourself to? Because you've gotten some tastes of some pretty good entertainment options, and this is the one that you've decided to dedicate your time to.
Yeah, man. Like you said, I'm an NBA aficionado, you know, and I enjoy the game. I love talking. I love just having those conversations. That's why I love coming on here. You know what I mean? Because it's just the vibe. We have a conversation. There's no like, hey, let's talk about this. Now switch to this. Now switch to this. Now switch to this. There's structure, but it's loose. You know what I mean? And that's where I feel like I thrive. It's just like an open gym. You know what I mean? It's a showbiz open gym. Melo's there. I'm there. We're just hanging out. And it's a good time. And it's not just basketball. Like, if you want to talk about pin downs and roll, screen, this, that, you might get a little bit of that. But JJ and LeBron are doing it and drinking wine while they're doing it. But for 7 p.m. in Brooklyn, come have fun. You know what I'm saying? It's a late night show that happens to be hosted by your boy and Carmelo Anthony. You know what I'm saying? So it's hoops, it's culture, it's fun, it's laughs. If you watch an episode and you don't laugh once or hear a story that makes you be like, oh, wow, then you could write me and I will cash happy $5.
And if I may, on his behalf, as you guys continue to thank each other, I will just tell the people who might not know the history, because you and Desus, an uncommonly comical chemistry duo.
Go look it up.
You were gonna have your run of late night options, and you did, and then things changed aggressively in the industry, and now you're making choices on behalf of your career that are smart to partner up with the people who are aligned with how you think about what individual brands should be in the next 10 years of whatever you do with your career, right? I don't mean to speak for you, but I've been impressed by it, watching it from here, because you've gracefully made your way into a second career. It's hard to do when you've always been a part of a duo.
That's right, Dan. And you know ball and you know entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So you obviously know strategy as well, coming from, you know what it is. You know how what it is to leave like a big machine where everything's cozy and they send you a car to pick you up to go in and doing an indie. You know what I mean? And then having to look at spreadsheets for the first time in your life. So you know as well as anybody the freedom and the joy that comes with hanging out with your peoples. You know what I mean? It's a little extra work. You know what I mean? You got to crunch some numbers and do some things. But at the end of the day, the freedom that it affords you to create unencumbered is priceless, bro. So thank you. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that tunes in to 7 p.m. in Brooklyn. Shout out to everybody that tunes into Victory Light, the more unhinged version of your boy. And, you know what I'm saying, we here, baby. We ain't going nowhere. I might have a third career, Dan. I might be an opera singer. You know what I'm saying? I saw Andrea Bocelli the other day, you know what I'm saying, getting a sandwich. And I was like, yo, what's up? Let's get into this opera shit.
Thank
he was
you.
Like, let's do it.
Yeah. Why? I'm thinking me and you on tour, too, right? Correct? We're not losing that dream. Right?
Listen, yes. I've heard
me
you also.
You. Yes. So,
thank you, my brother.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate you.
Yep.
Thank you, Meryl. It's good seeing you. And I will urge the people again, 7 p.m. in Brooklyn, because you're also supporting someone who is trying to do something that is difficult in self-employment, because he has learned through the Hollywood hard way, oh, it might be really cool to just own all of my own shit. I think that would be fun, not to have to share my freedom with anybody.
That's crazy. What a concept, Dan. Yo, the brand comes straight to you and gives you the money instead of giving the network the money, and then the network gives you like a bullshit salary? Wow, wow. Who would have thunk?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're coming on tour with us.
Thank
huh?
you. Yes, yeah, I'll go.
Cool. Gracias.
I'll go on the thank you tour. Let's go on the thank you tour together. Really, we get to do it this way. This is funny. All right.
Muchas gracias.
Yes, muchas. Muchas.
Thanks, Meryl.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man. That was great.
Thank you.
And let's go.
That's our open.
Yes, that is. Yes.
See you in the playoffs.
Bye, Meryl.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.